Blog Talk Radio.
This is Heart to Love with Fola, the show that brings you fun, refreshing time in the Spirit of God and empowering nuggets from the Word of God. As you listen to the show, you'll learn how to rely on God, know God for yourself one-on-one, and you'll receive wisdom nuggets to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, a warm welcome to your radio host, Certified Life Coach, Folakemi Ayodele.
Good evening, everyone. This is Folakemi Ayodele, your host on How to Love with Fola. I want to say welcome to Elder and his wife, Sakala. It's good to have you on again today. And a big thank you to everyone that is live on here with us. We're going to continue on the series on the role of Holy Spirit in relationship. We're going to start off with Elder because he wasn't able to, you know, talk to the men last time we were on the show. So we're going to have Elder speak on this topic today. Do you believe that it's not the job of a husband or wife to change their spouses, and that if they allow the Holy Spirit to walk through each other, there will be less disagreement in the home? Please, Elder, explain your answers, and how can couples rely on the Holy Spirit's help in such challenging times? Also, please give us practical examples of how relying on the Holy Spirit has helped your marriage.
Amen. I nobody can change anybody. God has made you a free moral agent. So that means you have a free will to do. If God can't force you to do something, another person, sure enough, is not going to be able to force you to change. You know, you have to come to God free will. You have to accept him. He don't force you to accept him. You know, so changing somebody, if I go into a marriage thinking, I can change my wife to be the person that I want her to be, that is never going to work. When I go into my marriage with my wife, I have to accept who she is. See, if I can't accept who she is right now, then I shouldn't be marrying her. Now, I'm going to be praying that she gets better the same way she prayed that I get better as a person and mature, you know. But at this point, she is who she is. You know, her flaws are her flaws. Nobody is going to come into a marriage perfect. So I have to accept who she is right now. I can't go in there saying, okay, well, I'm going to change her. No, that's between her and God. First, what I want to come into a marriage is I want to make sure that she has a relationship with Christ before I marry her. As long as I understand that she has a relationship with God, a true relationship with God, I know that the Holy Spirit will work on getting her better, because that's what it's all about. You know? But me doing it, I'm never going to say that I'm going to change her or I'm going to make her be better or a situation or, you know, I'm going to make her stop whatever, say drinking. Maybe she drink and I'm going to stop her drinking. No, I'm not going to stop her drinking. But if I know she got a relationship with God, I know God will put something in her spirit to know that she shouldn't be getting drunk or whatever the case may be. Or you know, I can't say womanizer because a woman is not a womanizer, but maybe she likes flirting with men. Maybe she likes flirting with men. And maybe I don't like her flirting with men. But, you know, some people, that's their personality. You know, they flirt. And, you know, maybe that's have a problem in our relationship because she flirted a lot. I don't know. But I'm not going to change her. This is the way she was when I met her. You understand? This is who she is. She has to change that about herself. Her and God, that relationship with the Father and her, we have to change that relationship. Not that, you know, I may say something to her, but I can't get in my mind that I'm going to change it, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So
Right.
That's not going to happen. Me thinking that I want to change her is not going to happen. I have to rely on, like the other part of the question, on the Holy Spirit in my marriage.
Amen. Amen.
Me and my wife, we believe that God is the glue. The Holy Spirit, whatever you want to say, is the glue that keeps us together. I trust the Spirit of God. I trust him.
Amen.
With everything that I own, everything that I have. So I have to yield. For the Holy Spirit to work in your marriage, you have to yield to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So Amen. As long as my wife and I am yielding to the Spirit of God, you know, we dying to self. Every day you die to self.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to make this marriage work. You know, you definitely have to have God. There have been plenty of times where, you know, I have been wrong. You know, I've been doing something wrong in my marriage. You know, my behavior, the way I may have spoken to my wife is the wrong way to speak to my wife. But see, the Holy Spirit, because I have a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit brings all things back to my remembrance.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Then I am convicted in my spirit. I'm convicted Amen. Of what I've done.
Amen.
You know, Amen. and then I got to repent for that. So I have to, you got to trust the Spirit of God. You have to yield to yourself. Yield
Amen.
Yourself and be willing to obey the Spirit of God. You know, the Holy Spirit, again, is not going to force you to do the right thing.
Amen.
So you know, my marriage has been through ups, it's been through highs, and it's been through lows, just like any other marriage.
Amen.
You know, so, and in the highs, good times, I have to rely on the Holy Spirit. And on the low times, I have to rely on the Holy Spirit. And in the between times, I have to rely on the Holy Spirit. Without
yeah.
that, my marriage is doomed. My marriage
Thank
is going
you,
to be doomed. Because we both are two imperfect people trying
right.
to have a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the only one that's perfect in the midst of this marriage is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
So I have to trust the Holy Spirit. You know, I have to trust the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you so much, Elder. Sister Carla, did you want to say something on this topic? I know you spoke a lot on it last time.
I just want to, because I know a lot of women who say, you know, I'm praying to the Lord, you know, that he'll change, you know, that, you know, and I just want to add that, you know, God, I think I said it before, but yes, you can pray for many things, but God's not going to go against that man's heart, you know, and it's the person, the spouse has to be open to, you know, basically, like we want to say, yield to the Holy Spirit. So you can keep praying and praying and praying, oh, Lord, you know, please, Lord, let him stop beating me, let's just say, you know. And unless he's open, you know, he's not. And God will give you, you know, different avenues or so to go, what have you, in that marriage. But you know, unless that spouse is open to God and willing to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, he's not going to change. I mean, do you agree, Lo, on that? Or
yeah, I mean, it's like this. People, you know, prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people need to understand this to the fullness of it.
Right.
Yes, prayer changes things.
Right.
But the change that may happen may not be the change that you want.
That's
well,
right. Amen.
You know, that person has to be, you can't pray, oh, I'm going to pray for a change in this person. You couldn't do that, and I'm not saying not to do that. But the person has to yield. He has to yield.
Amen.
Right.
They have to yield to the Spirit of God. Understand something. God's Spirit was talking to this person before you even was praying for him, because God loved him more than you.
Amen. That's good. Good. Amen.
So don't think your prayer, God going to try to get. God has been trying to get my attention.
Right.
Because God loves me. God loves me that much that even before you started praying, God been trying to get my attention on this issue.
So,
you're praying, but still, I have to yield.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, nobody got to pray. Nobody will have. Nobody had to pray for you for Jesus to have died for you.
That's right.
He was going to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as Adam fell, the plan was God don't react. It doesn't seek a God. If God reacts, what do that mean? That means that God don't know
he's
all.
He's not in control, right?
Amen.
You know, you react. You react to things because you didn't know it was going to happen, and now you got to react. But God has always had a plan. He knew Adam was, he knew the beginning before the end. That's what the Bible says. So he knew what was going to happen before it happened. He doesn't react. So to know that God doesn't react, before you prayed for me, God loved me.
Amen.
Before you even prayed for me in my situation, God has been telling me or trying to get my attention. You know, maybe I'm an alcoholic. Maybe I'm a woman abuser. Maybe it could be a thousand things that God has been trying to get my attention. I have been ignoring. You pray. Good. You're praying for me. Other people praying for me. But it wasn't like your prayer was the ultimate catalyst. The ultimate catalyst has always been God. He's always, what he said, he wished that none should perish. None.
And do you think that, also, this just came to me, do you think that in your prayer, like say for women praying for their husbands to change, God could actually tell you, you know, to change something about yourself, you know
that's
what I'm
right,
saying, gives you right that
Amen.
That could actually help in, you know, help the spouse or what have you into changing himself. You know, it happens. It does happen, and lots of times it is the best thing to do. Really, to look at yourself, you know,
and really work on yourself.
You know.
That's what it's all about. And I was just talking to someone, ministering to someone today in about their marriage. Well, they're about to get married. And I told them that same thing you're saying, Carla. You know, because they were talking about their previous marriage. Their husband died. And they was talking about, and I said, listen, when something goes wrong in my marriage and her husband cheated on her, you know, and she said, you know, she looked at it and she had to look at, because she was running around taking care of her mother. And she was running, she was doing a lot of stuff that she was neglecting him. And that's one of the reasons why he went out and had an affair. So she had to look at all that, her part in it. And a lot of times we don't want to look at our part. And so that's a good thing, you know, and I told her, I said, see, I don't think there's anything that you can't recover from in your marriage.
But you
got to take some ownership yourself, too.
Amen.
You just can't blame the other person.
So in
the aspect of what we're talking about, people changing, we should be praying that God open up their eyes.
So that they can
see what God has been trying to tell them all along.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you for this awesome nugget. And I like the addition about the individual praying for the other person to also look inward to themselves. Because like Sakala said, a lot of time, just a little adjustment on the other person's part can just be the, you know, miracle that will change the other person. So this is powerful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Elder and Sister Carla. Sister Carla, mm-hmm. let's go to the next question. This is for people that are in relationship, you know, who are waiting to get married or engaged. So I really want you to, because I see this happen a lot of times. So we're not going to be able, our elder will not be able to talk to men today, but I want you to address this issue for a woman. Let's say the woman is dating someone from another culture with the intention to marry each other. If this girl or woman's family do not accept cross-culture marriage for whatever reason, maybe reason of faith, she's a Muslim or whatever, just take it based on the reason. And also, should this person go ahead with the marriage, or should this person follow the family opinion, or should this person break up with the partner? Or also, should the person find out from the parents why they are opposing to this cross-culture marriage? And should this lady find a way to convince the parents to change their mind, especially if the reasons the parent is giving is not in line with the word of God? So please explain this situation as a Christian woman. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try. You know what? I'm going to start out and maybe... Okay, culture and religion, well, different religion. Okay, it's kind of two different things, but I'm going to kind of use me and Lorenzo as an example. But first and foremost, I want to say that the Bible says a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. It doesn't talk about the parents or the culture or anything like that. So going by the word, know, the man who findeth the wife is a good thing. So it's the man seeking, you know, and the woman coming into agreement under God. Of course, the Bible also talks about obeying your parents, you know, and it's difficult. And I, for one, I was a mama and a daddy's girl. So Lo got it really bad. He really did. And I was brought up Catholic. Lorenzo Christian, you know, even though Catholic is Christian, but Lorenzo was non-denominational. We know that Catholics believe certain things that are very different than non-denominational. And we ran into a lot. We did a lot of strife, right, Lorenzo? Even down to planning the wedding and trying to appease, because that's what I was good at, appeasing my parents. I did not upset my parents. My brother and sisters could, but not me. You know, it was all about what my parents said, and you know, and I wanted to please them. And, you know, along came Lorenzo, who spoke his mind on everything, you know. And it was a lot of friction. We had to actually come together, me and Lorenzo, and decide on what was good for us. My mom did not want me to marry Lorenzo. She, you know, she didn't like the fact that he was Catholic, you know, and other
Catholic
things, but wasn't Catholic, right?
She couldn't understand you.
Yes, and it was really tough. I mean, it was tough. My mom, at one point, it was almost like she wasn't going to be at the wedding. She wasn't helping, and, you know, praise God for growth, because she loves him as her son and he loves her as his mom now. But we were very young, and God is good, because we came together. I had my priests at the time tell me that basically I had to choose which religion, if you will, that I'm going to follow. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult for one spouse to believe one way and another spouse to believe another. It's almost impossible, because, I mean, I say almost because your beliefs are the way that you live. It's the way that you bring up your children, you know. So if I'm believing For instance, I know, Halloween. I'll bring that up. Remember that, honey?
Wow.
So Halloween in Catholicism wasn't a big thing, you know. It was like, hey, you know, yeah, we celebrate, we put on costumes, we go out, we get candy, and we have a great time, you know. And Lorenzo was adamant, we do not do this. No, we are not doing this with our kids. And we got into a big argument, you know, over it. It was huge. And I was like, oh, my God, he's blaspheming. You know, that's how bad it was. But it's because of the belief system.
Right.
Can it work? Yes. But you both have to come together and agree. You have to come together and agree. And that's why we stress counseling. But as far as the parents' whole thing, what we did talk to my mother. My father was cool. My father loved Lorenzo, but he also listened to what my mother said, so, you know. But we had to come. Yes, yes. So we actually had to have conversations, many with my mother, many with my mother. We still got married. I mean, up till the day things went crazy, and my mother wanted us to call it off, but we didn't, you know, by the grace of God. We followed the leading of God, and here we are married, what, 24, almost 24 years later. But
Amen.
What we
Thank
did
you, Lord.
Was we, yes, and we, it, we almost had to prove, even though we weren't setting to prove to my mother that we love each other, but we, through our actions, she was able to see how much Lorenzo loved me and how much I loved him. And, you know, through time, it worked. But I definitely would stress going, both the fiancé and the wife, going to the parents and finding out what is it. You know, a lot of people have their own little traditions. They're
right.
hung up on traditions. And traditions, although they may be good in learning about your heritage and keeping with that, they're really, a lot of them aren't sound, are biblically sound. And a lot of them really aren't good, you know, aren't really necessarily good. So it is important to talk to the parents. I mean, of course you want them to be on the same page with you, but ultimately you both have to go before God. You have to seek God.
Amen.
and know that this is where, this is who, you know, God will have for you, if you will, you know. You have to know that, and counseling will reveal that, you know. And again, being on the same page is just so important. Being a Muslim and marrying a Christian, that's a hard road. And one, if the Bible even talks about one towing the other, if you will. It actually talks about one being, I think, unsaved and one being saved.
Yeah.
And we see that a lot. We see that a lot. You know, we have a lot of friends and stuff like that. But one will either pull the other, you know. So you have to really make sure that you're on the same page. Culture-wise, I think two cultures can mix. But again, you have to be open, you know. You have to be on the same page. You have to know what you both are striving for, you know, as far as raising children and finances and work and all of that. You know, all of that has to be discussed, because we know that different cultures believe in different things, believe in different things in raising children, believe in different things in how a wife should be. You know, certain cultures even follow different Bibles, if you will. For instance, me and my honey, you know, being brought up Catholic, you know. So it's just very important that you as a spouse and the other spouse, the husband and wife or fiance and fiance, you know, come together and agree on different things. Go ahead, honey.
I think,
wow.
With
Awesome,
it has
awesome.
To be
We're
going to
start next time with Elder. Elder, you cannot talk today. We don't have time. We're going to start with you next time, and we're going to go deep on this topic because you know why you experienced it. So we're going to look
Amen.
At the two sides. You are the receiving end at that time. So you're going to talk as the one receiving rejection at that time.
Amen.
Family. And you're going to talk to men along that line, you know. So we're going to,
Amen.
Going to be awesome next time we have you on. We're going to go deep into this topic because I see a lot
yeah.
of people going through a lot of stuff, just not because of what the parent did or what the parent did not do, or just because they ignored some important thing that Isakala pointed out today. At the end of the day, you were able to get married, but you didn't say, oh, mommy, I don't care what you want. You made sure that you bring mommy on the picture. So that's the powerful
mm-hmm.
thing you just said right there. And
yes.
I believe we're going to enjoy more wisdom from both sides next time we meet. So, Elder,
Amen.
Please, I want you to pray. Two prayer points for those that are already preparing to marry or already, you know, married and are having issues that they should, you know, God should help them rely on the Holy Spirit. Because if we rely on the Holy
Amen.
Spirit, it will make a
Amen.
Lot more easy journey through for the marriages and the relationships. So pray for those that are going through the issues right now, as they're about to get married, and those that are already married. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father, Father, for your saving grace, Father God.
Yes, sir.
Father
thank
God,
you, Lord.
It's not of our own power, but it is from you, Father God, that all wisdom flow, Father God. So, Father God, we just thank you right now, Father God, that your Holy Spirit is always teaching, Lord, Father God. It is always yearning for our attention, Lord, Father God. We're asking, Father God, in your wisdom, Lord, Father God, to look over these individuals, Lord, Father God, and decisions that they're about to make, Lord, concerning their lives, Lord, Father God, concerning their future husbands, their future wives, Lord, Father God. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to lead them, Lord, Father God, in the way that they should go, Father God.
Amen.
Let them not look to the right nor the left, Father God. Let them not take into counsel anybody counsel except yours, Father God. Let your word be the rule and let them abide by your word, Lord, Father God, that their marriage may be blessed amongst men, Lord, Father God. Your word is the only truth that we know, Father God. So we just thank you, Lord, Father God, for what you're doing in this time, in this space, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for each and every listener, Lord, Father God. We ask you to bless the homes, Father God. Bless the marriages in the name
yes.
of Jesus, Lord, Father God.
Amen.
Bless this folder in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Yes.
Father God,
yes.
thank
Amen.
You for this time. We thank you for this time and this space, Father God, that you have set apart for us, Father God, that we may be a blessing to others, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask you to
Amen.
Anoint their ears right now, Lord, Father God, that they may hear what thus said the Lord, Father God,
yes.
that they may have heard your word through this message, Lord, Father God, that they may have heard your Amen. Spirit, Lord, Father God, speak to
yes,
them
Lord.
In a special way
Amen.
This evening, Lord, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Praise you,
thank you
and
Lord.
We glorify
Hallelujah.
You in no other
yes.
name but our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Elder. Isakala, please tell our listeners how they can connect with you and if you have any updates you'd like to share with them briefly.
Sure. You can connect with me via Facebook. You can inbox me or you can email me at godchild1598@yahoo.com. We have the, as Lorenzo said previously before, the marriage conference, and we're working on that. So as soon as we get the dates and everything just confirmed, we'll be letting everyone know. It's going to be a phenomenal event this year. And that's it.
Thank you. Elder, do you have anything to say?
Good.
All righty. So thank you to everyone that has tuned in. Thank you, Sister Carla, for your awesome nuggets. And thank you, Elder. And we'll see you all next time. Next week, Sunday, we're going to have Apostle and Elder sharing on prayer, the continuation of the series. And that series will also be on live on the Saturday. Thank you. See you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
And listen to my
God
thank
you
message.
Amen.
Thank you, Elder.
Love
you. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you received the wisdom you needed to move from where you are now to where you really want to be. Your radio host, Fola, says a big thanks for listening. Fola can be contacted for coaching services at coachfola@gmail.com. Fola is also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google+, as Folakemi Ayodele. Her blogspot is folakeminugget.blogspot.com, and her website is folakemiayodele.com. See you all next week, same time, same station, for another Empowering Nuggets of Wisdom.